Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
Okay, so the cool thing about Kamala Harris picking Tim Walz is that this plan of hers to move to the middle totally dashed.
Yeah.
It's just not really believable that she's now a moderate. We saw her do something we've never seen a politician do before. She flipped all of her major positions at once the same week in a single New York Times article where they gave her dispensation. We Catholics know what that is. Dispensation for the flip. Yeah, it's all good. It's a smart move, a cool tactic. If Trump suddenly flipped all his positions in a single week, they'd freak. But it's Kamala, so it's all good. So, you know, they have spent, what, a week now marketing, a little over a week marketing the new moderate Kamala Harris? Mm-hmm. Well, this dashes that all to heck. And I think this 10 seconds will be played till your ears bleed before the election.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah, that's a great line there. You know, the problem is that socialism takes it from people. Neighborly, being neighborly is offering your services to your neighbor without the government intervening.
Right. And without you forcing your neighbor at the port of the gun take the services.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or do what you think is best for him. A perfect example of Tim Walz is this ridiculous snitch line that he ran during COVID. A snitch line, mind you. And so he had stay-at-home orders, all kinds of orders. You could turn your neighbors into the government. He left this snitch line active through June of 2022. Take a listen. This is what you would have heard if you called.
Hello, you have reached the Department of Public Safety stay-at-home hotline. The information you leave is considered public information. At the tone, please leave the following information: your name, your callback number, how the stay-at-home order is being violated, and where the stay-at-home order was violated. Thank you.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
So turn in your neighbors, your family members, like a good socialist.
Yeah, like a good neighbor.
Right. Like a good neighborly socialist.
Snitch. Yeah. Socialist snitch, yeah.
Yeah. And this, like, I don't even know where to begin with this guy. He passed a bill to fund 100% college education for illegal immigrants. In Minnesota, college education is free, is paid for by the government at state schools if your family makes combined less than $80,000 a year, including for illegal immigrants. Let that sink in. Including for illegal immigrants. Minnesota is the state that pioneered kidnapping of children for sex change operations and sterilization. So Minnesota, we've talked a lot about this. This was under him too. He signed it. And what it does is this: if your guidance counselor at school or your aunt or your neighbor down the street is sympathetic because your mom won't let you take those puberty blockers, your mom won't let you chop off your breast, that person can kidnap you, drive you to Minnesota. You become a ward of the state. They take over the minor's care. They become the consenting adult, essentially. And police are not allowed to arrest, according to law, the person who brought you. Let that sink in. That's state-sponsored kidnapping. And they're working on a bill, on a law like that in Maryland. That's why Attorney General Alan Wilson signed the letter warning them, don't do that. You can't kidnap kids from South Carolina and transition them. He also signed legislation allowing permanently disfiguring surgeries under the age of 18. This is radical, radical stuff. Again, the UK just did away with all that. They don't do it anymore there. It was appealed all the way up to their highest court, and those who want to disfigure children lost. So we are now, especially Minnesota, way to the left of the UK. And that's just the beginning of it. College for illegal immigrants. What if Trump wants to build a wall?
He talks about this wall. I always say, let me know how high it is. If it's 25 feet, then I'll invest in the 30-foot ladder factory.
Yeah.
So he's encouraging breaking of a law of the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
Gee. And he talks about, you know, Trump being a convicted fella.
Yeah.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy.
So this is not, and the media, they're trying. They're trying to spin him as this Midwestern good old boy. Did you see how they had him dressed in costume for the highly scripted phone call with Kamala Harris?
No, thankfully I missed that.
Yeah, they had him in a hunting cap, you know, like a ball cap,
great.
With camo.
Yeah, nice.
Like he'd just come in from, you know, the blind and was headed back out there because he's very normal. He's a normal dude.
I guess he borrowed Joe Biden's double barrel shotgun.
Right, because how else would he have one? He's a hardcore liberal.
Mm-hmm.
That is who he is, but they're trying to remake him. Actually, I was doing another radio show as a guest on one, and the host asked me, how do you think their convention's going to go? And I said, badly. It's going to go badly. Because here's the thing. We don't have to hide who we are when we have our convention. We can say who we are and what we want to do.
Right.
That makes it a lot easier. They can't. And they can't control their loons. Not very well. Not the ones on the streets. Not the ones enacting the violence that they expected not to be arrested for, because that's what the Democrats have taught them. And not the ones behind the podium. What are you going to tell them? Hey, you know, like just for the purposes of the convention, could you not tell the truth? It's going to be chock full of nuts. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's not going to be a good convention for
them. Honestly, what is the point of having a convention? This is done. It's over with. I mean, it's not like there was a primary.
Yeah, good point.
And everybody has voted. No, we've had a virtual vote of delegates who were committed to another candidate who decided they weren't going to run. And now there's another candidate that has declared that they're going to run. And we're just going to do this virtually online. And then it's like, oh, why are we even having a primary? I mean, a convention. Why are they wasting the money? Why are they wasting the airtime?
Well, I know. So they can take the podium and lecture us on democracy.
Exactly. This is nothing. This convention should be considered an in-kind gift to the Democrat Party. Because the decision has already been made. There is no decision to be made at the convention. So all you're doing, as you just said, you are simply giving to the Democrat Party an opportunity to criticize their opposition. This should be considered nothing. And quite honestly, conventions are very much like this to begin with. But this one certainly is. It is nothing but free airtime, free commercial, and infomercial for the Democrat Party. Because the decision's already made. There's nothing to decide here.
And Democrats don't seem to notice their leaders are being picked for them. Have you noticed this? They don't seem too upset about it.
Yeah. What happened to that urge for democracy? To, you know, I mean, well, this sure sounds like a dictatorship to me, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And Black Lives Matter explained it really well, to their credit. I read from the letter that the Democrat Party made it very hard for anyone else to get on the ballot in the primary so that Joe Biden would be the nominee. Had all the time in the world to let the voters choose. They didn't. And that's because the Democrat elites were afraid they would choose somebody that didn't answer to them. Probably somebody to left of Bernie Sanders, yes, but somebody who didn't answer to them. They were terrified of that. They made sure nobody else could run in the primary. Kept Joe in place. Joe drops out at the last minute so they could pick somebody else who answers to that. All in an effort to make sure that a woman who incredibly has never gotten a single Democrat vote or Republican vote or independent vote or any vote of any kind at the national level, not even one vote, not only served as vice president, is now the presidential nominee. And nobody on their side seems to notice the hypocrisy of this, except Black Lives Matter, which wrote it down. They said, no, we need to have some kind of, you know, formal, informal, some sort of primary. And they were ignored. Funny how the white liberal elite can ignore you when it's convenient. And if they don't give you permission, you don't burn things down. They did not want Kamala. They objected to Kamala. You should read the letter. It's over the top. And I found myself agreeing with Black Lives Matter, and that was really weird. But, and then I wanted to burn something down, but it passed.
Glad you're able to get through that.
Yeah, I was. It was weird. I wanted to smell the smell of burning tires. It was strange. But anyway, like I said, it passed. But because they made so much sense. They said it's not democratic. They did not want Kamala Harris, that she had been chosen by the elites, not by them. No one ever voted for her. And they wanted a snap primary. And then everybody ignored them. And this time they didn't burn anything down, which goes to show you, Lee, what does that mean? They don't burn things down unless the white liberal elite give them permission to.
Right. Yeah.
Which is how it works. I'm not being sarcastic in that, but I'm literally serious.
Just like Walz did in Minnesota.
Do you realize he held back the National Guard, let them loot and burn.
Right, because they wanted them to have an opportunity to express themselves.
Yes, expression. Let them, it's a right now. If you're a mad, angry liberal mob, you can hurt and burn and do whatever you want.
But if you're a conservative mob and you want to express yourself at the Capitol, you can't do that.
By taking a selfie, even though you didn't ruin anything, yes, you're looking at 3 years in prison, even if you're a grandma or you're pregnant.
And even if they let you in through the open door and escort you through the halls.
Even if the Capitol Police standing there waving you, come on in. Come on. No, you're welcome. Yep. Here, you want some coffee? Yeah. Just head over there to get the selfie. Yeah, right by the video camera. We fell for it, though. But anyway, so we'll have more on this coming up.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.